Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This year's Woodstock Film Festival, taking place October 15th through the 19th, will inaugurate a new award at their Maverick Awards Gala when they present the Fiercely Independent Award to producer, actor, director, and writer Mark Duplass. Duplass has co-written, co-directed, and co-produced several feature films with his older brother Jay, including The Puffy Chair, Baghead, Cyrus, Jeff Who Lives at Home, and The Dodecapentathlon. Fairly regularly in his recent career, he acts in an indie film because he likes the story being told and the people telling the story, and also produces or executive produces the movie to ensure that that story can be told, that the film gets made and into theaters. Some of those projects include Safety Not Guaranteed, Your Sister's Sister, and The One I Love, which co-stars Elizabeth Moss and is currently in limited release. Mark Duplass also stars on the FXX series The League and has a reoccurring role as a midwife on Fox's The Mindy Project. Other film credits include parts in Greenberg, Zero Dark Thirty, and Tammy. One of his latest projects, Creep, will screen twice at the Woodstock Film Festival. It's very exciting to welcome Mark Duplass to the Roundtable this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I've been a fan of your work since This Is John, the short film in 2003 where your character struggles to put an outgoing message on an answering machine, and I'm very excited to welcome you to the show today.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you saw, that was my first film that ever went to Sundance. So that is, that's as far back as it goes. If you were a fan of anything before that, that would be weird. That
didn't make any. You will receive the inaugural Fiercely Independent Award at the Woodstock Film Festival in October. What does that recognition mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's huge and kind of surreal that I'm at this state of my career where someone's actually giving me an award, because I remember showing up at film festivals in my mid-20s and seeing guys like, you know, Richard Linklater and you know, all my heroes start to get those awards. So it's, like, really surreal that I'm going to get a statue with my name on it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just a hat. Who knows?
No, it's actually a handcrafted, very cool piece of hardware from a local artist with your name on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'll get a very heavy chain and I'll wear it around my neck for a year. So that'll be good. But I think the title is appropriate in terms of what I'm trying to be. And I feel like, you know, I've had kind of like a really odd career over the last 10 years of having one foot in the studio system, making movies like Cyrus and Jeff Who Lives at Home and making my new show at HBO, but also one foot making movies, you know, like Creep, is showing at the festival this year, which is a minuscule budget and basically, you know, an effort that was just two people making a movie. And I guess I continue to come back to the independent film space and sort of renegade way of making movies, because it's just exciting to me. I think there's like part of me that will always be a 13-year-old skater punk who loves breaking rules and loves finding new ways to kind of, make movies and keep, you know, independent cinema feeling vital and interesting.
You mentioned Creep, which is screening twice at the Woodstock Film Festival. Could you tell us a little bit about that movie and how you met and decided to work with Patrick Bryce?
Patrick and I are friends. He is married to one of our other best friends who used to be our nanny for our children. And we became close as family members and kind of turned into cousins in that way that you do when someone is taking care of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we just discovered we had a similar sensibility and we're very much people watchers and we love odd people. And so we started talking about this idea of, you know, how much we love My Dinner with Andre as a conversation piece, but what if you made a movie that just was sort of My Dinner with Andre, but things went really wrong at the dinner table. And we got really excited about that, and we started saying, wow, you know, the found footage genre is kind of appropriate for this format, which it's only been used for horror before, but, like, what if you use it for just the cinema of discomfort and the cinema of, boy, I can't quite figure this person out that I'm meeting. So we ended up building this movie where, you know, we absconded to this cabin in the woods and we barely had an outline for it. And, you know, we sort of wrote the movie while we were shooting it, and it was a really cool kind of arts and craftsy organic process.
You mentioned you are working on an HBO show, Togetherness, with your brother. How were you approached to create the show for HBO?
We have been friends with a lot of the people at HBO for years, and had talked to them at different times about making something. And Jay and I were, I guess we were just scared that making a TV show would take up the whole year and we wouldn't be able to make movies. And then they kind of sat us down and slapped us in the face. And they were like, look, just come make 8 episodes. It's like making a big movie. And trust me, you'll have a great time. You can tell the story you want. You can cast who you want. You can do everything you want to do here. And we kind of realized that the state of independent film, where it's at, is like, if you want control of your art, you kind of have to make it on your own on a minuscule budget, which is great, and we're happy to do that. But HBO now is kind of, it's kind of like what Miramax and those studios who made great independent films were in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. They support you financially, they support you creatively, and so you can actually send your children to school fed and clothed and make a piece of art. And that's really, really rare. And so, you know, they were really true to their word. And so it's been a great process. We wrote and directed almost every episode of the show, and it really feels like a 4-hour version of one of our movies.
Do you know yet when it will be on HBO?
Yes, it's going to air in early January. And I think we'll be grouped in with Girls, and I think maybe the show Looking. I'm not exactly sure what the block is, but we'll be in that arena.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
What have you learned from your other television work on, like, The League on FX, now FXX, I think, and like The Mindy Project? You have a reoccurring role on that Fox series. What did working on those shows teach you about your show, if anything?
Well, I think that they're so drastically different mm-hmm. that most of the learning curve I had on Togetherness, a lot of it came from the people at HBO, and a lot of it came from me and Jay just fumbling over ourselves in the writer's room together. And it was really fun to be, I guess, have that steep learning curve. You know, like when we sit down to write a movie, I kind of feel like I have my feet under me now. I've done it quite a few times, and we sat down to structure a TV show, and we're like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. We're going to have to really figure this out. And so we brought in a lot of friends and had people consult with us, and we learned a lot from our sort of, you know, just our core collaborators. So it was really cool to kind of at this stage in our career take a real steep learning curve.
Was that feeling of not exactly knowing your footing exciting or stressful or both? But
no, super exciting for me, honestly, you know, because I felt we had the support of HBO and their help and honestly their knowledge of the structure really well. And we knew everything else that we wanted to do. We knew the tone, we knew the feel, we knew, you know, what the performances should be like. And it was more a question of we had more opportunities with this format to really explore the true minutia of interpersonal dynamics that we just love in our movies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you realize, like with a TV show, you exposit your characters in the first episode, and then you don't have to waste any time getting everybody up to speed. So episodes 2 through 8 are literally just jumping right in. Everybody knows what the world is, what the feel is, who the characters are. So it gives you so much more time to just dig into the stuff we love doing. And we're finding in many ways, I think we might be more suited, or at least the TV format might be more suited for our sort of personal tastes.
You produce a number of projects, one currently in theaters and expanding its theater distribution, The Skeleton Twins. How do you choose what movies you will produce, you will help out with in that way?
Mostly, I like working with nice, loving people who are inspired and hungry to make stuff. You know, and Craig Johnson, the filmmaker there, is somebody I've known for years, and he's a good friend of mine, and thought the script was amazing. He was ready to dig in and put in all the work. You know, if Jay and I have anything unique to offer as producers, it's basically speed. You know, we know how to make movies cheaply and quickly, and we've been lucky enough to kind of be in the industry now for like 10 years. And so we can actually call up agents and we can call up companies and say, you know, look, this guy's kind of a young filmmaker, but we're going to be there to make sure your cast is taken care of, and we're going to be there to make sure the cuts of the movie look great. We'll kind of godfather it a little bit from afar, and that gives just that one little extra level of security for people to bring their cast to the movie and put their money in the movie. And that's really, like, rewarding for us to feel like, you know, we can actually be a part of birthing some new filmmakers.
I'm sure you've spoken to this countless times over the years, but I have siblings that I love but could not imagine ever working with. Why do you think that you and Jay are so able to work together and follow the same creative pursuits?
I don't know. I think we could talk about it for probably a whole weekend if we really wanted to dig in, and I don't think I fully understand it. I mean, I think it has something to do with the way we were raised, and our value system is very much one of always look at the big picture and try not to sweat the small stuff. So Jay and I have never been people in our relationships with each other or even in our friendships with our spouses to trivialize over something small and ruin the great big thing that you have. I think that awareness keeps me and Jay afloat as we're working. And I also think that we failed for many years as artists, and we struggled, and we developed a bond and a support system and a comfort there. So I think subconsciously and even consciously now, Jay and I just believe to our cores that it's so hard to make a good piece of art, and you're constantly on the verge of making a total piece of crap. I just believe that. Mm-hmm. And we just need each other. And so I have that relationship with Jay, but I also have that relationship with lots of other people. I had it with Patrick for Creep, and I had it with Craig for Skeleton Twins. And it's this sort of belief that I can't do it alone, and that 2, 3, 4 heads are better than one. And why wouldn't you put aside the small differences to try to make something great? I mean, it's almost like that that bad moment towards the second act of every great buddy movie, where the two enemies realize they now have to join forces against the greater evil that has arrived in the film, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's really what I believe in.
We mentioned at the very start of the conversation a short film that you had at Sundance 11 years ago.
Yeah.
What does the film festival, like the Woodstock Film Festival, what does that festival experience mean to filmmakers?
In my experience, I grew up outside of the industry in the suburbs of New Orleans. I had no connections. So it was my only way in to meet other filmmakers, to become a part of like a filmmaking community. So I can only speak to that experience, but I think that is most people's experience. And so the people I met in 2003, 04, 05 are still my friends today that I met on the film festival circuit. You know, it was like people like Joe Swanberg and Andrew Bujalski and Ryan Fleck and Anna Boden and Edgar Wright and all these guys. You know, we would just see each other at all the film festivals, and we built a community together. And then as we started making more movies, we would say, hey, man, can I borrow your lights? Oh, great. Can you lend me your camera? Oh, man, I really want to have, you know, Olivia Wilde come into my movie. Do you know her? Send her an email for me. So it's this huge fabric of support. You know, as we all know, the industry's crazy, and you're going to go up and down in popularity. And Jay and I are having a great ride right now, and we are able to produce and help people like Patrick with Creep and Craig with Skeleton Twins and you know, all these other people. But I truly believe that I'm going to be turning around and asking help from my peers, you know, within the next 5 years, because that's just what happens. And so it really is like a huge constant AA meeting where everybody knows and understands you. And, you sort of create that community.
Mark, it's been a huge thrill for me to speak with you today. Thank you so much for taking the time. Have a great time in Woodstock.
Thank you very much for the thoughtful interview. You're very sweet.
Mark Duplass will accept the Woodstock Film Festival's first ever Fiercely Independent Award at the Maverick Awards Gala on October 18th at BSP Lounge in Kingston, New York. His film, Creep, co-created with Patrick Bryce and co-starring Duplass and Bryce, will screen twice during the festival, at the Woodstock Playhouse in Woodstock, New York on October 18th at 4:30 p.m. and at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, New York on October 19th at noon. The Woodstock Film Festival runs October 15th through the 19th. For more information, visit woodstockfilmfestival.com. We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.